Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Monday the 27th of June. In Rome overnight, on the Feast of Corpus Christi, a three-day conference on Eucharistic adoration drew to a close, in which participants realized afresh the critical importance of adoration in the spiritual life. The theme of the Adoratio 2011 conference was From Adoration to Evangelization and was organized by Bishop Dominique Ray of Toulouse in conjunction with the Missionaries of the Most Holy Eucharist. Father Florian Racine, founder of the Missionaries of the Most Holy Eucharist, said that if we want to evangelize today in the Church, we don't have to impose anything. We must do it with the heart of Jesus, with the two qualities Jesus gives with Eucharistic adoration, meekness and humility. Mother Adela Galindo, foundress of the Servants of the Pierced Hearts of Jesus and Mary, said, "Even if it's only 15 minutes of being before the Blessed Sacrament, it requires a type of braveness. It comes from recognizing that we need to get our life in order. It's a braveness of overcoming daily challenges, going to a nearby chapel to accompany him, but also to receive his love." Among the 300 participants from over 38 countries were Cardinal Raymond Burke, Monsignor Guido Marini, that's the Pope's Master of Ceremonies, and Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith of Sri Lanka. Cardinal Ranjith said that as soon as he became a cardinal, he returned to Colombo to declare a special year of the Eucharist in order to work for a true spiritual renewal of his people. Now Eucharistic chapels are flourishing there, and Cardinal Ranjith is also insisting that the people of Colombo receive our Lord reverentially at Mass, especially by kneeling and receiving on the tongue. He said the results have been startling, with many people who were drifting or who were even moving towards Christian fundamentalism remaining in the Church. Bishop Ray, the organizer of the conference, said that a 21st century revival of Eucharistic adoration is currently taking place around the world. To share with us the Pope's Angelus address yesterday for the Feast of Corpus Christi, here's EWTN.
In today's individualistic culture, the Eucharist is an antidote which operates in the minds and hearts of believers and continually sows in them the logic of the communion service of sharing, in other words, the logic of the Gospel. Those were Pope Benedict XVI's words speaking to the faithful at Sunday's Angelus. The Pope said the way of life of the early Christians in Jerusalem was a sign of a new style of life, and always, he added, in the history of the Church, the communion with the body of Christ is the remedy of mind and will to find taste for truth and the common good. Without the Eucharist, Pope Benedict added, the Church does not exist. The Pope also recalled the proclamation of several new blesseds, three German priests killed by the Nazis in 1947, who were beatified yesterday, and today in Milan, a nun and two priests. Pope Benedict XVI also underlined that today in Italy is the Day of Charity of the Pope, and he thanked people for the support to the apostolic ministry.
Senza l'Eucaristia, la Chiesa semplicemente non esisterebbe.
The principal investigator of a report that was recently released on the causes and context of sexual abuse by Catholic priests in the United States said that many news stories about it failed to capture its complex findings in a soundbite. Karen Terry of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York reinforced that the report concluded there were many complex factors behind the crisis, not just liberal social attitudes of the 1960s or problematic actions of bishops, as has been erroneously reported in some media. The Vatican over the weekend published the Pope's schedule for World Youth Day in Madrid to explain how the Bishop of Rome will be spending his time there in August. Here's Rome Reports.
The Vatican has confirmed this year's World Youth Day in Madrid is officially on the Pope's travel plans. On Thursday, August 18th, the Pope makes his entrance to Madrid. After landing at the airport at noon, he will greet the youth lining the streets from the Popemobile. That evening, there will be a welcoming ceremony with the Pope in Madrid's Independence Plaza. On Friday, Benedict XVI will meet with young religious sisters at the monastery of El Escorial. He will then speak to 1,000 college professors to discuss the role they play in educating the youth. That night, the Via Crucis will be displayed, showing the 14 stations of the cross that will arrive from different parts of Spain. On Saturday morning, the Pontiff will hold a special Mass in the Madrid Cathedral, for young men who are considering becoming a priest. In the afternoon, he will visit a center for the sick that's run by the Hospitaller Order of St. John of God. And then, the main event will take place at Cuatro Vientos Aerodrome. There will be a Eucharistic adoration and a vigil with the young people, some of whom which will be camping there overnight. On Sunday, Benedict XVI will hold a final mass with thousands of bishops and priests and announce the meeting place for the next World Youth Day. He will then end the day by meeting with volunteers